Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Fuller announces run for House District 52C. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A familiar name in Campbell County is entering the race for Wyoming House District 52. Rhonda Bowler, a fourth-generation local resident and former member of both the cemetery and hospital boards, has announced she's running for the seat once again. Bowler previously ran in 2002 when current Representative Reuben Tarver was elected. In announcing her campaign, Bowler says her focus is on practical, service-driven leadership, emphasizing local control and what she calls real-world solutions over politics. She says key priorities include keeping property taxes stable, supporting local industry, and maintaining strong core services for the community. Bowler also highlighted concerns about access to health care, especially in rural areas, saying residents should be able to receive quality care close to home. A longtime nurse, Bowler says her experience working directly with patients has given her insight into the challenges facing Wyoming families. She says her decision to run is rooted in a desire to serve the community and ensure future generations have the same opportunities to live and work in Wyoming. Kemmer faces housing and infrastructure crunch as nuclear project gears up. The small southwest Wyoming town is bracing for big growth as the major nuclear energy project moves forward, but not without challenges. According to Cowboy State Daily, in Kemmer, a community of about 3,000 people, hundreds of construction workers are already cycling through town for multiple projects, including upgrades at the Naughton plant and early work tied to TerraPower's planned nuclear facility. That project is expected to bring thousands more jobs in the coming years, with estimates of about 6,000 workers and potentially three times that number in total population impact when families are included. Housing is already tight. Some residents report rent increases of more than 200%, and local developers are racing to build new homes and apartments in phases to meet demand. But city leaders say the bigger hurdle isn't construction, it's infrastructure. Kemmer's water and sewer systems are already near capacity, and upgrading them could cost tens of millions of dollars, raising concerns about higher utility bills for current residents. Despite those challenges, local officials and developers say the focus is on steady, sustainable growth, making sure the town can support new workers while preserving quality of life. With construction on the nuclear plant expected to ramp up soon, Kemmer is now in a race against time to build housing and services needed to keep the economic boom close to home. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.